Hello and welcome to the RTM Toy Fair Podcast for Day 3. We're going to be doing something a little different from Day 2 today on Day 3 because, well, I guess we like to make it a little different each day. Yeah, Day 1 was one really big long one. Based on the feedback, it made more sense to break it up into companies for Day 2. However, for the second day, we saw a lot of bigger companies. There were a lot of events, so it certainly made a lot more sense to break it up like that. But here on the third day, we're probably going to break it up into either two or three parts, maybe 10 or 15 minutes, because we have more companies to cover, but they're smaller companies. So there isn't necessarily quite as much information to go for each one, and instead of having like six or seven of them that are 2 minutes long, this way we can have a little bit more to each one. So to kind of kick that off, just to give you an idea, you know, if you've never been to Toy Fair, and a lot of people haven't, sometimes people get the impression that it's kind of just like a comics convention or something like that, and it's really not like that, you know. For one thing, you know, everyone's not dressed up like a stormtrooper, believe it or not. But there's a lot of guys in suits. But the big difference is it's not all in one location. It'd be nice if it was all in one place and then you could just get everything done there, but it's not. The way it works is a lot of Toy Fair is in the Jacob Javits Center here in New York, and it's just a large convention center, and it would be a similar, but if you've ever been to a trade show or even comics conventions, everyone has a booth. There's just hundreds, thousands of booths. It's huge. It's like San Diego Comic-Con sized, you know, easily. But different booths, and in Javits Center, it's pretty much every possible toy you can imagine. Okay, it's Bubba Teeth, it's shovels, it's sandcastles, it's board games, it's Playmobil, it's stuffed plush animals, it's realistically speaking, it's about anything you can imagine. Now Javits is usually, though, the way it works is getting a place at Javits is cheaper than having a showroom, because the way things work, usually if you're renting a showroom here in New York, you got to rent the space all year long, and real estate ain't cheap. So what happens is generally smaller companies will be set up in Javits, and also some of the larger companies might have a booth over there because a lot of buyers go over there, and may not go to showroom tours and things like that. But the reason today is a lot of smaller companies is because we were over at Javits Center. We usually like to spend at least one full day there. But don't think that just because a company is in Javits that it means they're not important or don't make good stuff. You know, prime exception to that rule is Sideshow. Sideshow is, you know, they're always located in Javits because, you know, they don't need a giant showroom. I mean, they have a very effective setup in Javits, and they really take advantage of that. And I'll kind of hit on that a little later. But I just kind of want to give you the background. The rest of the, and just so you know, since I've already brought it up, the rest of Toy Fair takes place in actually four other buildings. Two of them are toy buildings. One of them is basically a building next to the toy building. It's kind of neat because the toy buildings are on opposite sides of a street, but there's a bridge that goes across connecting the buildings up on the ninth floor. But these two buildings are connected. They're part of the International Toy Center. So there's a toy building, there's a building next to it, and then there's another building next to it that has a few companies in it. And also, across the street from the toy building is a couple of oddball companies. Well, I shouldn't say oddball, but they're kind of off by themselves, which are Mattel and Playmates, who are both over in a separate building. And there actually are some other companies that display in different buildings around there. And, I mean, literally, it's like you go into an office building somewhere. Somebody's rented out space, like a lawyer's office or an accountant or something like that, and they'll have their stuff set up, and then when it's all done, it'll go back to whatever it was. Or actually, there are a few companies that do have corporate offices or permanent showrooms here in New York, like, say, Diamond Select. They have their own here, but they'd actually taken over from McFarlane. McFarlane had that. So it's a pretty nice space. But it's not in either of the toy buildings. It's in the building that's next to the toy buildings, not the one that's across the street with Mattel and Playmates. So I think you're completely confused by now, and if so, I've succeeded. Actually, though, if you want to get an idea where all the toy building, the Javits Center is over more towards the river, and the rest of the buildings are right near the Flatiron Building, which is doubles as the Daily Bugle. If you're not familiar with New York architecture, and a little trivia here that I'll toss out: the international, the toy, actual toy building. If you saw the movie Hitch, Eva Mendes, the building that she worked in, the news, quote-unquote newspaper building that she worked in, is actually the toy building. And what's funny is one of the little delis that she went to go get lunch in is a deli that we usually eat lunch at for Toy Fair, because it's right down the street. It's the Broadway Cafe right on Broadway. The Toy Center's right off of right off Broadway. So just a little trivia for you. It's interesting. However, you know, all that kind of goes out the window because the toy buildings, the two toy buildings, have been sold. The TIA, which is the Toy Industry Association, sold those buildings because, again, real estate ain't cheap, and they're going to get gutted and turned into they're going to get turned into condos because they can make a ton of money, you know, with real estate development. So this will be the last year that the toy buildings are going to be used. Now, they're still kind of deciding on what site is going to be where the TIA headquarters is here. So next year's Toy Fair, you know, there'll still be a Javits. They still have a plan there, and whatever else is kind of up in the air, because we're really not sure. Because some people have showrooms that are just not in the toy building, but in buildings next to it, and there's no reason that they should lose that space. So, you know, they can keep it. So it'll be interesting. But anyway, enough about the trivia about Toy Fair. But it's just kind of interesting, I think, anyway, to throw that out. But anyway, we spent our day at Javits. So what? How this will progress from here is, I guess I'm not going to get into any other products or anything in this one. This will be kind of the you know, daily thing, generic kind of thing, and then the next podcast we'll start talking about different companies, and we'll figure that out. So this is part one of either two or three. Not 100% sure which it's going to end up being. And oh, and the other thing that's going on today too are our parties, which is something kind of nice. Some companies will hold little parties where industry people can get together, and other moochers can show up and get their free food and free drinks and free swag often. And so, for example, tonight, Diamond and Art Asylum both have different little shindigs. Actually, the Diamond one is early, and then the Art Asylum's late. Art Asylum always likes to throw a little club experience, where you can get some rock and music. They can they can kind of show off what they're doing, and it's definitely contribute heavily to the hearing loss of many people. And the Diamond Select Party is always nice because, you know, there's hors d'oeuvres, there's free drinks or free beer anyway for a while, and Cokes and things of that nature. And it's in their spacious showroom, and it's just it's kind of nice. It's a chance for people to get together and talk in different parts of the industry. And of course, Diamond, they always like to reward you for coming to their shindig. So they give everyone a little swag, which in this case happened to be a Buffy the Vampire Slayer figure. They've been doing Buffy lately, and it's Buffy as a cheerleader. That's Sarah Michelle Gellar as a cheerleader. And you know, I realize Sarah Michelle Gellar, Buffy cheerleader. You put all those words together, you've got a very popular Google search, or at the very least, a fetish club. But that's what's going on today. So that's about it for the generic stuff here, and I'm going to kick it off on part two of three, or maybe part two of two, not sure yet, with throwing down some information from different companies that we talked about in Javits. And to just give you an overview of the companies that we had a chance to see today, we talked to Monogram. We actually talked to Limited by Cass, so I got a little information for that about, people were wondering about Palisades. There was also a chance to drop in on Master Replicas, Kinex, Sideshow Toy, and 21st Century Toys, and Graceland. So, who does the sports figures. So if you're interested in those, we'll be kicking it off on the next one. And we'll go from there to give you a little information on that. So keep listening and hang on for part two.